Right now, we say good afternoon to the president of our Atlanta United. His name is Darren Eales. And, Darren, it's good to have you, man. I know you got a lot going on. So today, and especially this weekend, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out to jump on the show. Mike's out today. Randy Mack's in. How you doing, Darren?
Afternoon, chaps. Yeah, and I'm starting to get a bit nervous. <We're getting
crazy>. Nervous, huh? No nervousness, right?
No, I mean, it's been pretty amazing just to see the level of enthusiasm in the city this week as we're building, you know, to the game tomorrow. And I've just been at the commissioner's State of the League, and just the level of, he said there's over 800 credentialed media at the game, the most they've ever had. It's just been crazy to see how the media are flocking. And I think, you know, Atlanta is one of the big stories of the cup final, the way the city's just embraced the team. And, you know, just for us to be there in our second season to host it is pretty incredible.
Darren, yesterday we had Alexi Lawless on the program. Obviously, he'll be on the Fox broadcast. He called us a super club, but he said for us to live up to it, you know, we have to continue our winning ways and continue to do the things that we've been doing. And he kind of put the onus on you and management, saying you guys have done all this and built it the right way, but can we keep this up? And I only bring this up knowing that tomorrow's Tata's last match, and, you know, there are some major moves that are going to have to be made to continue us on this path of success that we've started.
Yeah, and look, I love Alexi, and he's always there ready for a nice hot take to try and run the pressure. Look, we've got a really tough team we're playing tomorrow who are, you know, grounded out on the road in the playoffs, and anything can happen in a game of soccer. So, yes, it's a huge game for us, but, you know, win or lose, this has been an incredible season. And I've spoken, I think, Carl, you've known this right from the start. You know, we're building something great here, and my view is it's, you know, it gets easier each year we're in the league because we have more time to assemble the squad, more time to work on our academy. And look, the reality is we always said we were going to be trying to be successful so that our staff, whether it's players, coaching staff, front office staff, are going to be wanted and demanded by other clubs because that means we're doing our job well. So, you know, we want that to continue, but, you know, we're never going to rest on our laurels. Every time we have a transfer window, we're looking to improve the roster. You know, we feel we can always get better and we want to build a legacy and a dynasty. So, look, you know, win or lose, anything can happen in one game of soccer. It's not going to sort of define our future. But, you know, the future is certainly bright for Atlanta United with our amazing fans. That's the great thing that we've got here. We've got a city that is 100% behind the team. We've got an owner who wants to be competitive and win. And we've got a president who hates the league's team. So we're always going to be striving to get better and better.
Darren, and outside, I know this team, this is a great team. But this year has been a special year. Darren, what is something, a move, an adjustment or something that this team has done this year that has gotten them over this hump, that has gotten them to the point they are outside than just being extra talented?
Yeah, it's a great question, Randy. I mean, look, there's so many things that goes into the, you know, baking the pie that has been this season, the success we've had. But, you know, I mean, everyone will talk about Jose Martinez, Miguel Almiron, you know, number one and two in the league MVP, Tito Vial being our designated players. But, you know, for me, there's a couple of players. I think Darlington Nagbe was a piece that we actually traded with Portland. It was a big trade in the off-season last season. And he's someone that has been the glue for us in terms of helping to link between defence and attack. So I think, you know, he's someone that I think has been a key piece. And then the other one is Eric Remedy, you know, the guy that we got in from Argentina. We lost Carlos Carmona. It was very last minute. It was something we did for the right reasons, for family reasons. But it meant that we didn't have someone at the start of the season. And rather than panic, we took our time and we ended up finding a player that has just slotted in really, you know, as comfortable as you like right from day one, which is hard to do coming from a different country. And I think he's been a bit of an unsung hero for the team in the second half of the season, doing some of the dirty work that goes unnoticed.
It's Darren Eales, guys, president of our Atlanta United tomorrow, MLS Cup, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You just heard Darren say over 800 media credentials.
Wow.
Being issued. And, you know, I've covered Super Bowls, been to Final Fours, World Series. It has that vibe to it as a major event. And I think, you know, not to take anything away from it in previous years, but it's become bigger because of what we've done here in Atlanta and what we've been able to show the world as far as the support for Atlanta United. As far as, you know, the Timbers, and, you know, this is a team that's been here, as you mentioned. They've won a championship or been involved, you know, a couple of years ago with Darlington Nagbe being the kind of the face of that organization, and he's got a different role here, which he says he's fine with, by the way, and I'm glad you mentioned him because he's one of the keys, I thought, or I believe, going into this match. But they have the ability to play in different ways. And I think it's something that, you know, these first couple of legs, Darren, that we saw with NYC and certainly the Red Bulls, this is a different makeup and a different kind of team we're facing tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. They're savvy, they're experienced, and they've got match winners. So they can do that blend of being a good defensive team, but whenever you're a side that's got Diego Valeri in you or Sebastian Blanco, who scored one of the wonder goals in the playoff game against Sporting KC, they're going to be super dangerous. So from a cup team to play in a final and a one-off final, they're not the sort of team you really want. It's going to be really important that we show that same intensity that we have done in all our playoff games against the New York teams. Right from the first whistle, because if we even slightly try and take Paula for granted, they're going to beat us. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Darren, we wish you all the best.
Yes.
We'll be supporting you down there. Obviously, Atlanta will be watching, and we're looking forward, as you know, to talking to you next week and talking about how this all went down. So thank you, as always. Thank you for the year, because you've been fabulous. But good luck tomorrow on the biggest match of the season.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for all your support, and fingers crossed we can bring out the trophy for the City of Atlanta.